Yeah. Welcome to season 5 of Sessions.
Yeah, it goes like this right here.
This is the year.
Like,
we get it.
Niggas always be hollering peace.
Season 1 was fun. Season 2, it was cool.
Every time I try to get a piece
season
of mind.
Season 3 was crazy.
Niggas try to get a piece of mind.
And season 4,
so I gotta grab my piece.
Got us ready.
It's the return of the gangsta. Gangsta.
This is the year we return to high stakes. This is the year we get our own place. This is the year we pay back every motherfucker we owe. This is the year. Poker session 79 of 150. 2022 World Series of Poker main event, part 3. The lead up. Last you heard, I finished level 3 with 78K. Starting stacks were 60K this year. And if I'm being honest, I didn't play particularly well in levels 1 through 3 overall. But I did get some bluffs through. And I made some hands on the rare occasions my opponents ran bluffs on me. And that always makes it easier to call down, doesn't it? And I think my game plan going in was strong. I think it's one I will employ in the future. Should I play this event again? I don't know if I'll play it again, but I think it's correct. You start out deep, so this is when I have an edge in this thing. I will have an edge later on because I can read people and have them read me incorrectly and just be aware of so many things, my inherent edge in live poker. But the shorter the stacks, the smaller that edge becomes. And this is the time, this is why you show up for day one, is try and get a bunch of chips, and then you can withstand mini downswings. You can take the occasional cooler or beat and survive. Whereas if you don't have chips, one of those hands can end you. And so I think the game plan correct going in. The one thing I would do differently is I would take the entire day off before I play, if I played again. No social interactions, just rest, no work. And of course, I did have some chill time in the pool and got some sun, but then I did work, I wrote, and then I went out to dinner with a big group and then drank, and the registration line was long and didn't get much sleep. That part I would do differently because I definitely wasn't settled in the first 3 levels. But then again, my whole fucking career, pretty much, I've never been a, you know, what, a Tommy Angelo. I just show up however I am and rely on my abilities instead of my preparation mentally and whatnot. But I think for this thing, because it's so different than what I normally play, I don't normally play 10 hours in a day, and I don't normally play where, you know, if you bust, you're out. And I also don't normally play where people aren't scared. I play usually where people are scared, and I can just manufacture pots to no end. And I'm talking about when we're deep on, you know, on stage, not in the games I host. Those are a little more like this, where you have a little less power. Just 3 levels in the books. Ran well. Went from 60K to 78. Did not play particularly well, and that's okay. You never know when you're going to get locked. And also, a few things could have gone differently. Someone could have folded instead of hero calling when there was 4 of a suit out there. And then if I win that, I have momentum, and that's just how it goes. It's just impossible as human beings to not be a little bit results-oriented no matter what. So here I am. I have more chips than I started with. But I know I've run hot in hands. And then also that when the bluffs don't get through, you think like, well, I could have done something differently. And for me, I usually attribute this to not being in the zone, being readable as opposed to being Hannibal Lecter, where I can trick you into thinking, well, this dude's just too confident. He must have it. I know he bluffs a lot, but he must have it. Okay, I didn't. That's what I'm on. When I'm not on, I'd probably take a sizing that isn't as good as I normally would take, and I'm readable. I'm nervous. I am unsettled. And so all that said, I left my table in the Bally's gold section with plenty of chips to play the next level, level four. I'd be coming back to 300 small blind, 500 big blind, 500 big blind ante. And that means 156 big blinds when your stack is 78,000. At least I think it does. And so when I started playing tournaments, which is just the main event, but I realized quickly that, well, I guess even in cash, I've always done how many big blinds is this. And that's why you see me put a lot of money in when the huge straddle's on, because I just make that the big blind. And so if I have 156 bigs, I just looked at it like I have $1,560 in a 5-10 game. That's the easiest way. 5-10 is an easy way to do big blinds, right? Because it's, you know, you just multiply by 10. And so I have $1,560 in a 5-10 game. That's plenty. It's not super deep. You could lose that in one hand. But not in a tournament, you're unlikely to. And it's just plenty to work with, for sure. And this is what I was thinking about. I was walking from my table to the spot where I'd been meeting Edonk, and met up with JJD and Riddy as well. And I think they were all feeling pretty good. And it's the main event. People love it. I wasn't feeling great. I wasn't having any fun. And that sounds like first world problems. It's true. It comes off a little bratty, but I just wasn't. My table, the table talk didn't, it wasn't my cup of tea. And I kind of felt like a fool a little bit, thinking I would run over this game. And it's nine-handed two blinds. Like, yeah, there's an ante, but nine-handed two blinds, it's really hard to run over a game. You better have a lot of chips and be really locked in. And I didn't. I didn't have a lot of chips, and I wasn't really locked in. So you just feel a little bit powerless. And also, you know, I was exhausted. I'm always exhausted these days. And I had shooting pain down my neck. So I'm walking with three dudes who are energetic and happy. And I'm kind of the opposite. I'm not unhappy. I'm going to play well. I'm going to try and take this dinner break and regroup and come back and play better. And so we go to eat at Paris, and you get 75 minutes on dinner break. Well, that sounds like plenty. Well, you walk over there, and you got to walk back, and then you got to order. And service was slow. So we had less than 30 minutes before the cards will be in the air again. And we didn't have our food yet, and that's okay. I think I ordered pretty smart. I ordered breakfast, just something that'll give me energy. I know that when I get back there, every single day when I break my fast, I'm exhausted. I want to fall asleep. So I know that's going to happen, and I'll need a sugar-free Red Bull or something. But our food did arrive, and ate it real quick, and headed back to the Bally's gold section. Let me take a sip of this coffee, and I'll tell you about level four of the main event. I decided to title each level this year, and so I titled this one, The Fog Rolls In. And I titled it before I even went back to my table. So 78,000 stack. It is above starting stack. It's no chips. Not one player on my table had a stack, like an actual stack, because they just give you big chips. And I get it. Probably it's for efficiency and whatever. It's kind of weird to play the main event and never have a stack. My stack was the size of my pinky finger the whole day. It just was. Because anytime you win a pot with $100 chips, you're making change for the next person, for the next pot. And so what? I'm full, obviously. Just ate my first meal of the day and ate it really quickly. And all right, we get back. I open Queen Jack and I take it. And anytime you just take the blinds down, it feels good in a tournament or in the main event because, you know, you're just chipping up and that's the whole goal. It buys you a full orbit of folding if that's what's in order. The next note is the table next to me, my friend Masato Yokosawa busts. So he busts right after dinner and that's just a reality. Some people are going to run deep and some people are going to bust. Some are going to bust before dinner. And I believe we can have different agendas. I think the last couple years, I just had to cash. I just had to cash. So I played like a complete cockroach from the start. And then, I guess that's 2 years ago where I had to. And then last year, I did not. I wanted to cash, but I made some hands on day one, had chips, and then day two, I ran over the fucking table. And but I think if you're playing it right, there's a decent chance you bust on day one. And, you know, Masato's a good player, and he's out. Okay, so I open ace, queen of diamonds, and I don't know who the big blind was, but they defended, and it came ace, six, three, two spades, a diamond. I bet tiny, and they folded. All right. Good start after dinner, and then now it's time. This is how I play poker, not even tournaments, cash games too. If I start to get momentum, I'm going to put my foot down, and on the big blind, and the small blind limps in, and that's the cool euro, and I raise it with jack five offsuit. I don't care. I'm going to do this, and he calls, and the flop came down jack, jack five. Holy shit. And he checked, and I knew he's savvy, and I put a pretty big bet out there with the stone cold nuts. Why? Because not a big bet in an absolute sense, but compared to the pot, yeah, it just looks like I'm trying to win. And he calls quickly, okay? So he has some sort of bluff catcher, and the turn's a six, and he checks, and I just don't want to slow anything down. I just fire again, and he calls. And the river is a bad card. It's a king, and he checks, and I bet again, and you know, I try and make it look like a bluff, a sizing that would be bluff, and he thinks and folds. But it's nice to be running hot after dinner. I have over 100K in my stack, and now the thought is everyone's dead. So I left for dinner thinking, well, it's nine-handed, two blinds. How are you going to run this shit over? You need some things to go your way. Well, I opened queen jack, took it. I opened ace queen, flop top pair, took it. I squeezed with jack five, flopped the boat, got two streets. Okay, now I have over 100K in my stack. That's plenty. And now I'm going to be the psycho that I wanted to be all day. And every time I started to become a psycho, I would get put back in my place by someone making a hero call or just a horrible bluffing card coming out, whatever it is. Anyways, here we go. And everyone is dead is not a polite thing to say, but I do believe if you are to compete at a poker table in a very competitive game, which of course the main event is, you have to believe that they're fucked. Oh, you guys are fucked right now. And so that's another way to say it. You guys are fucked. Well, everyone's dead is like, you got to be a little bit of a psychopath to really fucking run it up. And that's the goal. I want to have all the chips. And so I open the button with a good hand. Ace, jack, off suit. Okay. We're actually eight-handed now because Bryce Harper busted in the one seat and no one has filled his spot yet. So the small blind is the young woman, attorney pro, and she goes to 4,000. Okay, so I opened to 1,100 probably, and she went to 4,000, and she doesn't seem super strong. And does she look the same when she has aces as opposed to when she has other hands? Maybe she does. I don't think she does. And I know she three bets more than anyone at this table from the blinds. And so it gets back to me. And obviously, I'm not folding ace jack off suit, opening the button. And she went to 4K. And so this is a call, right? No, it's not a call. I believe I'm ahead of her right now. Let's put in more chips right now. Let's play a big one if we have to. Sometimes she could have a better hand and then she'll be folding on the flop because I will have put in the four bet and I will have the strong range. And I just believe in maximum aggression when you have the chips for it. And so I go to 12,000 and she calls. Okay, so this is the biggest pot that we've had. And it comes Jack 5-4, two clubs. That's really nice flop for Ace Jack. I have top pair, top kicker, and I do not have a club, but it doesn't matter. It's a four bet pot. I don't think I'm ever behind here. I don't think she's three betting fives or fours. I don't think she's three betting and calling with 5-4 suited. I don't think. The only hand I think I could be behind is pocket jacks, and of course I'm blocking the shit out of that. I feel like I don't think she has queens or kings. I never thought that. So this is really good. This is a really good flop. So I bet a third of the pot, 8,000, and she calls. And okay, so she could have tens, nines. This is a good flop for tens, nines, even eights, or. She could have, a suited Broadway, of course. She could have flopped top pair as well. She could have a flush draw. Who knows? But she calls, and now the pot is 40K. And 41K, I should say. And so now we're playing a big one, and this is what I wanted to do. And I'm in position. I'm the aggressor, and I got a great hand here. But my image has been shit prior to this hand, and including this hand, and that's good. When your image is shit and you have top pair, top kicker, it's time to just keep your foot down. And it's not like a cash game where you can bet like a big percentage of the pot, but you can still keep putting chips in. And the turn is a four, just a fucking beautiful card. Jack 5-4, two clubs, turn four. I have ace jack. This is amazing. She checks. I want to bet 15K. I want to keep tens and nines in there. I don't want her to make a big fold. And this is not a great bluffing card. And so it's great to have value on a card that's not great for bluffing. I bet 15K and she calls with 71,000 in the middle. And if I win this, I'm going to have like 135K, and then it's on. I will be a goddamn nightmare at this table. I will have huge squeeze. Anytime I think someone's weak, I'll just like 6X it preflop. And I will, same thing, I'll just overbet because I'll have the chips to do it. And I believe this is a good strategy for me. And anyways, the river is a queen of clubs. So Jack 5-4, two clubs. Just to rewind, I open the button. Young woman, tourney pro, three bet, small blind, and she does that a lot, and she's going to do that a lot, and I four bet with ace jack because I have chips, and it's just such a good, it's so high up in my opening range on the button, and I just believe in this. I believe in keep putting my foot down. She called jack 5-4, two clubs, great flop. She checked, called a third pot, which is 8K, and turns a four, a beauty, and she check called 15K, and we have 71,000 in the middle, and the river's queen of clubs. She checks, and I'm happy to check here. It's time to hit the brakes. She could have queen jack. She, the flush does get there. It's just, I don't expect to lose, but you just don't expect to get called by worse enough to justify a bet. And so I check, and she turns over jack 10. So I go to turn over my hand, and then at the last second, I see she had jack 10 of clubs. Fuck. So she rivers a flush. And so I just started to lift it, and I slide it into the muck. So I lost a 71K pot, and I wrote back in my hole. It's not devastating, but it's an uppercut to the gut. Like, okay, everyone's dead. Okay, you know what? She made a flush on the river in a 71K pot. Everyone's not dead. I'm wounded. That's the new storyline. And I still have chips, but yeah, I just, I have about starting stack, a little bit more, whatever. It's time to regroup and just fold. That's the best thing to do when you need to regroup in a cash game or in a tournament, and just fold for a while. Of course, if you have a good hand, play it, but don't try and manufacture. Don't get wild right now because you just lost the big pot. So it's time to go back in your hole. And then on the big blind, and I have 9-8 of clubs. So I fold to my big blind, and the nosebleed pro opens, and I defend 9-8 of clubs. Could I 3-bet? Well, if I had won that pot before, you better believe I'm 3-betting here. But since I lost that pot before, and I just folded for an orbit, nope, I'm just flatting with a good hand, 9-8 suited. Comes queen 5-6. Okay, that's a good flop. There's a club out there as well. It's a gut shot. I check, and this gentleman, the nosebleed pro, bets small, and I decide to just call. There's no folding to the small bet. You have a draw of the nuts. I don't need to raise, and doesn't rep a ton on queen 5-6 rainbow. And anyways, the turn's a 10. That's a double gut shot for me. I will likely be check raising here, and depending on what he does, I check, and he checks. Okay, and the river's a 4, and now I'm just, you know, holding my dick. I got 9 high, I bricked out, double gut shot, and I bet small just to fold out, you know, just to rep, like I flopped a pair or I turned, you know, just something I would do. This is a leveling thing, and he snap calls. He had 2 7s, so he kind of owned me in this hand. He also faded 14 outs, but when he snap called and I saw his hand, I realized I've been playing against him like I've been playing against everyone else, and that's a mistake. This guy's really good. He's a very good player, and when he checks back, he's not checking back to fold. Like he's checking back to call rivers, and he's just pot controlling and inducing and all that. And so, on one hand, it was a wake up call. Like, you need to start playing differently against this guy. You've played the worst against him, and that's okay. You're gonna play the worst against your toughest opponent. And he wasn't even my toughest opponent. He's just fucking playing super tight. And it's not a big deal. Whatever I put out on the river was a tiny bet anyways. Just trying to fold out high cards. Because, you know, it's queen 5-6, 10, 4. And, yeah, he had 7. So he's blocking 7-8. And he had a good hand. But, so, yeah, on one hand, I felt like he kind of owned me in the hand. I hate that. Like, fuck everyone. Like, let's keep playing. And, you know, but, you know, that's whatever. And on the other hand, 12 outs just got there against me in the previous pot I played in a 71K pot. And then I whiffed the 14 outs. And so that's the variance truther in me. And you can't have them get there and you not get there too often in this tournament, or you will be in the parking lot. And I need another sip of coffee. All right, so I feel a bit powerless. It was only 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, everyone was dead. I got back from dinner and I opened, took it down. I opened, got called, took it down. And then I squeezed with Jack 5, flopped a boat, won a nice pot. And then I was in a great spot with Ace Jack against Jack 10 on Jack 5-4-4. And she had a flush draw and binked the flush in the biggest pot, the 71K pot. And then here I whiff the 14 outer. I guess it's not a 14 outer if he had sevens. It's a 12 outer. But the 12 outer binks me, and I break the 12 outer, and so now your image sucks and you don't have the chips to spew. So it's my small blind. I just fold. And I'm not kidding. If I had won that one before, and then I would have 3-bet the 9-8 and probably won on the turn. And I would be 3-betting pretty much any hand huge, like just an enormous amount that no one wants to play for. But not here. Fold. Open fold my button. Folds me on the button. I got a fold. Bad image, bad hand. And it's all different. But it's fine. And I need a Red Bull because now I'm starting to feel it. The fog rolls in means, I know every day I have energy. Like right now I'm working. I haven't broken my fast yet. I have energy. When it's time to break my fast, I will need a nap after. It just slows me down so much. Even though I'm not eating a bunch of carbs, it just does. And so I knew that after dinner, you played 6 hours, you went to dinner, you wolfed it down, and I need a Red Bull bad, a sugar-free Red Bull. And that's just, you know, you see that a lot. People are lethargic after dinner. And this is the first dose of adversity for me in this tournament. If I go far, there will be many more doses, likely. It's just, you know that from experience. So I open King 10. It's the next thing I do after folding for a while. And I have a stare off with the classic Euro, who I affectionately named the Jerk Off. I think I just called him Jerk Off. And he starts staring at me. I just stare a fucking hole right through his head. Not now, man. I got a pinched nerve. I'm trying to fucking run over this game and it's not going my way. Don't stare at me. I'll stare right. And I'm not wearing shades. I just stare right through his fucking skull. And he folds. I didn't want to 3-bet the button. I'd have to fold King 10. But I got him to fold. And okay, so now the nosebleed pro calls and the angel calls. I have King 10. It comes ace 10-8 with two clubs. And I bet. And they both call. Okay, that's not great. The turn is a small club. And I had a similar situation in level one. The turn's a small club. Okay, and we all check. The river is the jack of clubs. There are four clubs out there. Guess who's most likely to have the big club? Yours truly. So I bet pretty hefty here on this river. And the nosebleed pro thinks and folds. So I think I got him to fold the best hand. And I just have a 10. And the angel, the lady who was sucking on her finger, goes, you know, puts me in the torture chamber where she counts out a call, pulls it back, lifts up her cards. She's not sucking on her finger, thank God. That was disgusting. But it's not disgusting to suck on your finger. I'm just saying when you're touching this poker table and yeah, it kind of is. No judgment, but it was making me ill. And she just puts me in the torture chamber like, fucking just fold, lady, you know? And it's one of those things. When you're locked and in the zone, you can exude something without even talking to her, or you can talk to her and get her to fold. I don't even actually know if you're allowed to talk in the tournament to your opponent, but you can exude strength. And I'm probably not, because I'm just, this is just my life. I'm not in the zone when I play. I can think hands through, but I can't always sell. And sometimes I get locked. And it's crazy that because I'm so busy, I usually get locked when I'm, these days when I'm having a few drinks. Sometimes when I'm sober, I do. But anyways, you know, she just goes through all the motions and she finally calls. And she has Jack 10. She has two pair. So she was in a lot of trouble. And she actually rivered me, but I think the nosebleed pro had me beat, and she rivered me two pair and made a crying call, and fuck, just fold, lady. Just fold and suck on your finger, and I won't even judge you for it if you fold. And now I can't get it. The service is airballing me, and I'm not saying I need a Red Bull, like, wah, I need a Red Bull. I'm saying, like, I need it. My tournament life depends on it because everything is going to hell, and I need a little jolt of caffeine and whatever else they put in there, meth, and who knows. But I defend King 3 offsuit three ways. I just do this. When a less than strong player opens and a less than strong player calls, I'm going to defend almost anything in the big blind. I really like my game post flop, and you're just getting such an amazing price with these tiny opening sizes and the big blind ante. King 3 offsuit, defend. Comes King Jack 6. We all check. Good. I have the best hand. Turn is an 8. I bet, and they both call. Okay. The river is a 9. I don't think I can bet for value here. I check, and, you know, everything gets, the Queen 10 gets there. A lot of two pairs get there. And they both check, and my hand's good. Oh, a sigh of relief. I win a small pot. Those matter a lot. And then I have another blind versus blind situation, and I win this one. And it's funny, I don't have much experience blind versus blind because in cash games, Well, in smaller cash games, people chop, and in larger cash games, someone always opens. It never folds to the small blind. Why would you? But in a tournament, you know, people are going to play a little more correctly pre-flop, and so it's going to come up blind versus blind, and I enjoy them because I have no experience in them, and it's kind of fun. It's kind of new, and I don't remember what happened, but I won small pot. And then I called Trout-a-roni. That's a man that looks like Macaroni, who's in DGAF community, and he's wearing a Mike Trout shirt, and he opened. I called with some sort of hand and did not connect, but it seemed like a standard continuation bet on the turn and not like he had anything. And so I called, and then he checked the turn. Sorry. He opened. I called with something, you know, sussy and in position, and then he bet the flop. I had nothing, but I didn't think he had anything either. And I called, and then the turn was a brick, and he checked, and I bet, and he folded. Okay, so that's just kind of, you know, manufacturing a little one. And then we got a five-way bloater. We got a five-way squeezer where someone opens and people call. Let's see here. So one, two, three. Two people call. Someone opens. Two people call. I call on the button with 8-7 of spades. And we got a squeezer out of the blinds, probably the young woman, tourney pro. And all you need is for the first guy to call, which was the classic Euro, and then everyone's going to call. And so here we go. We got a ton in there. 8-7 of spades in position. And this flop came down. Nothing right. Yeah, Kanye, it did. Next note I wrote in my phone at the table is, my life has gotten a lot better when this feels like torture. It kind of feels like torture on this day. Being in this, at Bally's, playing nine-handed, two blinds. I do have shooting pain down my neck, and the table talk is not my cup of tea at all. But you know your life's gotten way better when this kind of feels like torture. Because you know, you're just clinging to the hope of making a deep run in prior years. This year, you're going to play your best, but let the dominoes fall where they may. Because this feels like torture. And anyways, I opened King Nine of Spades, and the Nosebleed Pro, and the other, like the tourney Nosebleed Pro, the guy that's friends with the champ from last year, they both call. And I flopped nothing. I got this one. I flopped nothing with King Nine of Spades. Three ways. Everyone checks. And then I'm going to start bluffing on the turn. But the turn comes out and Bem, big earrings man, really nice guy, probably German, leads. And I just have to fold and whatever. And then I have ace 10 and I raise and get called. And I flop nothing, right? Yeah. And I have to fold. Let me sneeze? No. Should I will you edit that out, Sangha? I can hold it. Never mind. Okay. 7-6 suited. Trout-a-roni opens. Someone calls. Maybe the angel. And I defend with 7-6 suited. Just call. Again, this is, if I have chips, I'm fucking 6xing it here. And I just, but I, you know, I don't. It's going the wrong way. And so you just call and try and make a hand. And it comes ace 10-7, and all three of us check. And the turn's a 10. Okay, so there's a reasonable chance I have the best hand. I bet small, and Trout-a-roni calls. He should have a lot of gut shot draws here, and it's a small bet, and the angel folds. And the river's a brick. Well, I'm not betting now. I'm checking and deciding. And he hits me with the forceful bet, does this gentleman. And 9 out of 10 times, that forceful bet is a bluff. I call, he has queen 10 offsuit. So he turned trips. No, so he's the exception. He'll forceful bet with a good hand and could just be nervous energy. Who knows what it is, but I'm down to 45,000. Okay. And now I have a pair plus a gut shot and a four-way bloater. So the game has opened up and the pots are getting bigger. And pair plus gut shot and a four-way bloater, and I break the turn and have to fold. So I have a little over 40K in my stack. And I have ace-jack of clubs in the small blind. And the classic Euro, also known as jerk-off, opens, someone calls, and I have ace, jack of clubs in the small blind. With this stack, I'm not going to be squeezing. I'm just going to be playing at the top of my range and just calling in the small blind. And, well, the young lady, young woman, tourney pro squeezes, and the opener, the classic hero, also known as Jerkoff, puts in the 4-bet, and so I have to fold. And she ended up shoving. So she was very active. I think she really got some good hands. She almost busted in level one, and now she has lots of chips. And I have not a lot. I have 38,000. Still plenty in a tournament sense, but yeah, a lot less than starting stack. And we're getting down there. It's we're getting down there, and it's just a little disheartening to never have, like, you know, when you play poker, you have like, you, a lot of people stack their chips in 20s, right? Like 20 high, and or most people do. It's nice to have at least like two of those at some point with maybe a couple chips on top. I never even had one stack of it was just always like my pinky finger, like my, and you can't stack them. So it's like I would have like one green, two red, and a yellow, and fucking a purple, and maybe a black. And it's whatever. So they put someone in the one seat, and he's wearing World Series of Poker gear. That's a good sign. And I defend my big blind to a button open. It is the, it's Bem, Big Earrings Man, the high stakes tournament pro. And he doesn't seem strong with his open on the button. And here is just yet another example of a time I would 3-bet if I had momentum. Game flow is just so important. I don't think people give it enough credit. The live stuff is so important. You just, if you wonder why some people make big folds and big calls, and it's not because they're mixing anything. It's because they're picking up on what's going on, even subliminally. Oh, this guy's punting, I'm not folding. Or this guy seems very confident, I'm folding, whatever. I decided to just call with Jack 7 of Hearts. His weak button open, and I flopped absolutely nothing and just checked it down, and he won with King 5 offsuit in a showdown. He rivered a 5. So it wasn't a pot I felt like I could win at any point, and I just had a good hand, Jack 7 of Hearts against King 5 and a button against Big Blind, and whiffed. And then the level's almost over, and the angel opens, and I look down at two angels, two aces. Wow. And I 3-bet to less than 3x. And someone says, is this the last hand? And she says, oh, I'll wait until the clock ticks down to act so everyone can go. And I'm thinking, fuck that. Don't have everyone go. So everyone just leaves. And so I'm hoping when the clock ticks down, she's going to fucking go all in. But the clock, you know, everyone leaves and the clock ticks down and she folds. So I finish level 4 with 39K. A little bit frustrating. And what are you going to do? I lost the big pot with, you know, against 12 outs. And then I missed a 12-outer immediately after that. And it just, I got a bluff called that was a good line. And, you know, whatever. I got rivered in that hand too. And whatever. It's time for the lead out to, I'm going to lead you out to level 5, the fifth and final level of day 1. My stomach really hurt, and I couldn't find a bathroom, and this is the main event, is running around trying to just try, you know, on these short breaks. And anyways, I did finally find one somewhere in the Bally's, and then I was back in my seat ready to play when the cards were in the air. And let's talk about level 5, the last level of day 1. And I titled this one Cockroach Shit. So it's time to downshift. I want to be a psycho. I get this way sometimes on stage where I feel a little bit weird. Like I'm trying to fucking destroy people in hands. I love them all, but I'm trying to destroy them in hands. It feels a little weird. It feels like a little bit psychotic, or not psychotic, but psychopathic. And I think those are different. Yeah. Anyways. Well, now you got you know, 39K and the blinds are 3K, 6K with a 6K big blind ante. So 60 some big blinds. And the good news is I've digested and the Advil has kicked in sufficiently and the sugar-free Red Bull's kicked in. I feel like I'm going to play my best. Finally, I'm locked and it's about time. And so I just start folding. That's what playing well in nine-handed two-blind poker is, just fold. Playing, you know, frisbee, disc golf with your cards. And anyways, it's time for me to defend 8-6 offsuit versus a very obvious ace-king or ace-queen. Just someone looked down at their cards and snap opened, and that's just been true forever, ace-king or ace-queen. And I defended 8-6 offsuit. It's fine. I'm going to win if an ace or a king or jack, you know, I'm just going to win on so many boards, and sometimes I can make the best hand. Anyways, it came king, king, queen. So I just checked, and whoever it was postured and met tiny, and I snap folded. And then I won another one in the blinds. I raised with ace deuce offsuit, took it down from the small blind. And now the cutoff opens. That's the cool euro on my right, and I'm the button. I have ace seven of hearts. I don't have the stack nor the image to be three betting here. Of course, if I had chips, and I would. Anyways, the small blind, the guy in the World Series of Poker shit, calls, and a young woman, turning pro, squeezes again, and she squeezes. She's got the momentum. She's got the chips, and we all fold. And that's how this shit goes. That's why you want chips and momentum. And I open 10-9 in the cutoff. So I just fold around for a while. Open 10-9 in the cutoff, and young woman and Trotteroni call in the blinds. And so I'm in position with 10-9 offsuit. It comes king, six, deuce, rainbow. And I get to win this pot a lot. She checks, and he leads, does Mr. Trotteroni. The guy looks like Macaroni, wearing a Mike Trout shirt. And this is momentum, chips. You know I'm not folding this. This is always a king with like a jack. And I'm not folding. I'm going to put you to the test on a later street. Maybe now. Well, no. When your stack is dwindling and you're in the main event, there's no rebuys. There's no floating here. You just got to fold. Take your medicine. So what? I have 33.2K. And now it's the moment of the tournament for me. I open with ace, queen of diamonds to 1,200. So people, the big blind 600. People were opening to 1,500. I'm sure in theory there is a reason for that. In practice, it's the same fucking thing. You're just putting in more money pre-flop. So I don't know why people were doing it. It accomplishes the same thing as 1,200 and 1,500 are treated the same. They just are. And no, someone opened 15. I opened to 1,200. And the man in the World Series of Poker stuff calls, and the angel defends her big blind. So we have 4,500 in the pot. Is that accurate? 36. Yep, that is accurate. 4,500 in the pot. I have ace, queen of diamonds, and I am in a sandwich. An angel and World Series of Poker guy sandwich. The flop comes jack, 10, 7, rainbow. There is a diamond out there, and I have ace, queen of diamonds. I have a gut shot to the nuts, and the angel checks, and I'm going to bet here, and I just want to keep all doors open. And if he folds, that's just a great situation. And if she calls, I can just probably bet a lot on the turn and some turns and whatever. And anyways, I bet 2,000 into 4,500, and he calls, and she folds. So I just have one opponent, and they're in position, and it's okay. He doesn't seem strong, and like he's gonna have to keep calling. Well, the turn is quite the turn. Jack 10 7 rainbow. I'll rewind this one. Started the hand with 33.2K. So he like 50 some big blinds. And I open ace, queen of diamonds to two big blinds, and this new guy with World Series of Poker gear calls next to act, and the angel defends her big blind, and 4,500 in the middle, jack, 10, 7, rainbow. There is a diamond out there. I bet 2K into 45. World Series of Poker guy calls. She folds. The turn is a king of spades. That's the joint. That Fergie, I should have had you help me with that one, but I didn't. Sorry. forgive me, but the turn's the king of spades. And now there are two spades out there, and I have the stone cold nuts. And I've been talking about my bad image and how it's bad for bluffing. Well, a bad image is good for value when you have the nuts. I just bet 5K here into 95, and he calls pretty quickly. And, he seems very recreational, and he could have flopped a pair and a gut shot. I believe that's a lot of his range, and he has some sort of draw. And the river is the eight of spades, and I bet 10K. And he grabs all his chips and puts them in there, and he has me covered. Going to the river, I had one chip. I had a one-chip stack. It was a 25K chip. That's it. Like, that's how much of a joke the chip stacks are in this thing. I had one chip. It's 25K. The pot was, I bet 5K into 85. And so the pot is 18.5. And I bet 10,000. And I think he'll call me with his entire range. And he goes all in. And could he have made a smaller straight? Yeah, my first instinct is, well, you got to call this guy. He's got WSP hat, jacket. He could have made a smaller straight. He could be overplaying. And then I just fucking dug deep and said, no way, man. Like, no fucking way. This all in here. And the way he did it, just looking at his hands, I've seen this a million times, and it's always the nuts. It's always the motherfucking nuts. He made a backdoor flush draw. It's the only time I tanked the entire tournament. So it's, you know, the pot's pretty big, right? It was 85, then it was 18.5, and then I put in, it was 28.5, and then 15 is 43.5. So I'm getting almost 3-1 on a call here. It is for my tournament life. This guy is the one guy who could be overplaying a rivered straight smaller than mine. Backdoor flush got there, though. Backdoor flush got there. And just the way he put his chips in, he has it, man. He just fucking has it. And I went from elation on the turn, and even when he went all in, I was kind of all good. And then I just dug deep for the fold. And in the days after, I'm just even more confident in that fold. And maybe it's an easy fold, but not in the moment. It's not. Not when things have been going poorly for you ever since dinner. It's not an easy fold. It's getting 3-1 with the nuts straight against a guy who could easily be playing overplaying a smaller straight, and you only lose to a backdoor flush. Just, that's what he had, man. I just know it. It's just the way he put those chips in. I've seen it a million times. It's always the nuts, and that's rough. But guess what? Instead of being out of the tournament and telling you, well, I turned the nuts straight, and the guy made the backdoor flush, and it's 3-1. He's wearing World Series of Poker shit. I couldn't fold. I'll tell you, I still have a life in this tournament. So that's what cockroaches do. They survive, and that's why, you have different modes. Psycho mode is my favorite mode, where we have chips, and you just do the most ridiculous shit, and you just drive people insane. And eventually, they just kind of quit. They just say, fuck it, I'm just waiting till tomorrow when I get a new table or whatever. And yeah, I had that last year for a while. And cockroach mode, when you get short, you just try and get all these little spots, and here it was a great spot. And so I have 15K left, but it's better than zero. And I fold for a while, and I open ace king, and the big blind defends, and it comes queen 10-8. I bet small, and they fold. So I'm almost sure I had the best hand, but I have 17K or so, and I just got to fold. And that's what you do. You just got to fold. And pocket deuces, unopened pot, fold. And it's too deep to shove, I believe. It's, I think it's too deep to shove, and deuces is not a hand I want to shove. I don't know anything about the shove charts, but deuces seems like a shit hand to shove for that many big blinds. And Yeah, I'd rather do it with many other hands. And I'm just not shoving 17K, which is almost 30 big blinds. No, well, I'm not doing that. I defend. I am going to just play. I'm just going to keep playing with my little baby stack. And it's not only is it small in terms of big blinds, it is literally tiny. Like my pinky finger taller than my stack all fucking day long. It's something's kind of whack about that. And same thing for everyone at the table. You know, some people have like maybe one stack, but I don't know, one tower. I don't know. So I defend 8-4 hearts four ways. Why? Because I'm not shipping this hand, and this is such a good price. And 8-4 hearts can make a hand, and that's all you need. One double up, let's go. Comes 10-7-4, two-tone. So if I bottom pair, and I got some backdoor shit working, and it checks around, perfect. I would have to fold to a flop bet. So let's turn a 4 or an 8, and even a 9 maybe, and you know, or a 6 or a 5, and let's have a draw. It turns a king and check and fold. And two people turn to king. And I believe my 4 was the best hand on the flop, but you just, you know, there's nothing you can do there. So I have about 14K. It's still more than 20 big blinds. I know that's a lot. People say, it's plenty. Okay, sure it is. It's like as tall as my pinky fingernail, but yeah, it's plenty. No, I understand. It is. And we get a new player in the 7 seat. Bem is gone. Big earrings man, high stakes, German, tourney pro, really nice guy actually. Gone. He got pocket kings against the nosebleed Vegas pros aces. So that's what real pros do. They get aces against kings. And the guy, Bem, was running bluffs all day, and he got kings. And the other guy ran zero bluffs and played super tight and got aces against kings. And it's just whatever. So he's gone, and we get a new guy. I don't know anything about him, and he's wearing a mask. It's really just really hard to get any sort of read against him. So here we go. The angel opens a cutoff, and the new guy calls the button. I don't know anything about him flatting here. And I'm in the small blind with, is that true? How was I in the small blind? I was not. How could I be in the small blind? Okay, so, no. She opens the hijack. New guy calls in the cutoff. The button folds. That's the cool euro. I have ace nine of spades in the small blind. Maybe some fucking tournament wizard would say this is a shove here. I don't know. I mean, ace 10 of spades is just so much better than ace 9 of spades. I decide, no, I'm just gonna call. And the big blind calls. The World Series Poker guy calls. So we have a nice bloater. And you can just make the best hand with a good hand sometimes. And the flop comes king, queen, 7 with a spade. And it checks around. And it seems like no one has anything. Interesting. The turn is the deuce of spades. Okay. So I have the nut flush draw. And I could even have the best hand here. I bet 3,100. And I get two calls. And they're quick calls. What did quick calls mean? Quick calls. What does that mean? That means they have draws. So someone has a worse flush draw. And someone has probably jack 10. And so let's hit. Let's pair the board. Maybe we win with ace high. Let's hit a spade. Just check and go all in when someone bets. And anyways, the river is a red 9. And I check, and someone bet a lot. They obviously had jack 10. And eventually, you're going to have to make something. You can't just... I was, obviously, on earlier levels. But since dinner, it's just been a bunch of whiffs. And other people getting there, and it's okay. I have 10K left. 10K buy-in, I got 10K left, I'm even. No, you start with 60K in chips for some reason. So 10K left, and that's how many big blinds. It's, you know, it's not a lot. The big blind is 6K, and so I do believe this is, it folds around to me on the button. I have deuces. I do shove here. I don't know if that's correct or not with you know, how many, why can't I figure out? It's 10 plus, yeah, so it's like over 15 big blinds. I don't know if you're supposed to shove or not, but I did, and they all folded, okay? And I think, you know, it's obviously very different shoving less with deuces on the button as opposed to like UTG one or whatever, and which was my deuces before. I have 11,500. I'm gonna open here with ace 10 of hearts, and I get two calls, okay? And one of them is the nosebleed pro, and he's playing solid. And it comes king jack x, two spades and a heart, and I just check, and nosebleed man bets, and I fold. I don't know, it seems kind of weak, but there's no, you can't just pull out more chips, and I'm just trying to make something, make a hand or have a good spot, and I can't do either. I keep putting myself in position to bink, right? You can just flop a fucking ace. You could flop a 10 high. You could flop two hearts. You could, a gut shot with one heart. I'm not going broke on that. And I think he had something good. And the lady, the angel, opens in late position. And I defend with king 10. I'm getting shorter, obviously. And could I jam this? I could, but I don't know. I don't need to. Like, I can just play. I'm the big blind. I defend. It comes ace jack x. I check. She bets strong. I fold again. So it's not going my way, but I'm still alive. I could have jammed my flush draw. I could have jammed ace nine of spades pre-flop. I could have done a lot of things, and I believe I would have been busted. I could have called that guy when I had the ace queen nut straight. I think I'd be busted a bunch of times. I'm still alive. 8,100. My friend SD Jen had 10 big blinds and with a lot of people left in the tournament and got second in the super seniors. So I got 8,100. That's still more than 10, but it's, you're getting short. And the classic Euro opens, and I have to fold my big blind. And then I fold for a while, and then it's his big blind, and I go all in with king jack of spades. And he's so mad he can't call. He's just so mad. He's great. This guy's a really great fucking person to play poker with. And just like no awareness of like someone's sitting there with a little nubby nub, and just fold your fucking hand if you're not going to call him. Don't get exasperated that you can't call him and stack him. And so you know it's nice. You pick up a couple of big blinds, 2.5 big blinds when you steal the blinds. And so I defend next time I'm in the big blind. Ace 8 offsuit three ways. Someone opens, someone calls. I defend ace 8 offsuit. I'm not jamming here. I'm just trying to flop something. And it comes jack 5-4, all clubs. I don't have a club. I check and I fold. Okay, let me take a sip of water and tell you about this hand. I have 7,800 left. And that's just the story, isn't it? First three levels, didn't play particularly well. I mean, played fine, but not locked in, and things didn't go my way, and I chipped up. And then after dinner, I put my foot down, and I got unlucky, and I chipped down. And then in this last level, I've just been kind of grinding and whiffing every single fucking spot, including turning the nut straight and the guy making a backdoor flush on me and having to make a really big fold. And then just trying to get in there, just trying to be a fucking cocker, get in there and try and, let me just flop something. Let me flop something. No, 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 no. Let me bink the nut flush. No. And 7,800 left. That's 13 big blinds. And yeah, we're playing 300, 600 with $600 big blind anti-tournament chips. The button opens. That's the cool Euro. He opens to 1,500. Again, I think this is unnecessary. It doesn't accomplish anything different than 1,200, in my opinion. And when you got some shorties in the blinds, or you got me shorty in the blind, I don't know why he did it, but I'm glad he did it, because I already looked at my cards and I had two red jacks, jiggities. And so I already know this is my all-in hand. I have waited for this. I didn't go all in with the ace nine of spades preflop. I didn't go all in with the deuces. I did once on the button, but not. Or I didn't go all in on with ace 10 of hearts on king jack x one heart. I waited it out and I got a really good hand. Red jiggities. And so I'm in there all in. And it's I'm in there for 13. He opened for fucking 1.5 and or sorry, 2.5. And World Series Poker guy calls quickly on my on the big blind. And the cool Euro folds and says, good luck, man. So yeah, my table wasn't all bad. It wasn't my cup of tea socially, but people were rooting for me when I was all in. And turn over your cards. There's 17.7 in the middle. It's fucking damn near 30 big blinds, isn't it? And that's plenty. And you can really maneuver with 30 big blinds, or at least I feel like I can defend. I just love defending, you know, the tiny raises and whatnot. So not to get ahead of myself, I turn over my red jacks and my opponent in the World Series of Poker stuff turns over red tens. Ah, okay. So it's nice to have their suits covered and have them dominated. And he laughs and says, I'm going to spike one though. and like, I'm kind of like, oh, I mean, I kind of feel like you are. And anyways, the dealer, you know, says, puts up, you know, says, here we go. And like, burns and puts the flop out. And if you're in the nine seat, which I was, you're the last person to see the flop. So I kind of stand up. I don't want to bust. I just don't want to see a 10, right? He can make a straight, but it's going to be hard when I have the two jacks. And he could hit a 10. And I look up and it's ace, ace, queen. And okay. So he says queen, two clubs. It doesn't mean, it just means no flushes are available. And burn, turn card, that looks like a 10. No, it's a 9. Oh, okay. And burn and river, 10. Good game. 28 minutes left on day one. For the third year in a row, the very first time I was all in and called, I was ahead and I lost. So I grabbed my new Louis Vuitton man bag and I headed out to the main casino for a drink.
Sessions is brought to you by Poker Rags. Poker Rags, we dress poker players. Sessions is also brought to you by the Hustler Casino in Los Angeles. Lowest rake, best food, and craziest action in town. If you would like to have access to every drop of Sessions, over 700 of them and counting, plus access to my other podcast, Solicited Advice Podcast, and or you want to be a part of the sick as fuck community I'm building, DGAF Community, head on over to patreon.com/DGAF Poker Player and sign up to become a patron today.